Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazola. I'm Kerry Lutz, and this is episode 18. Mike, risk. Investing in anything is all about managing risk. It seems to me that your system does that probably better than any other system out there, regardless what asset class you might be looking at. What do you think of that?
Well, when you're investing in real estate, the idea is to absolutely minimize your risk the best you can. And that's why I developed this system, because the idea is if you're investing your funds that you've worked hard to generate, the idea is you don't want to stick it out there and just hope it works. What you want to do is stick it out there in a strategic manner and have those funds working for you. You know, I like to think of money as soldiers, right? You want to have, you know, think of each dollar you have as a soldier. Do you want to have those soldiers locked in a room doing nothing? Or do you want those soldiers out there conquering, making more money, bringing home POWs, making money off those dollars that you've saved? So when we're talking about risk, you know, nothing in life is risk-free, but what I want to teach you to do is to absolutely minimize your risk. Meaning, if you're looking to buy a piece of property, no matter how much money you're working with, a lot of times it makes sense to start off at a level that's comfortable to you. So if that means buying a piece of land, flipping that land, getting started, you see, the idea is to get started. It's not so much, you know, a lot of people will sit on the sidelines for years and years and years. Property values continue to go up, and the same amount of money that they were willing to invest 2 years ago, now they go to invest those same amount of funds, but it just doesn't stretch as far. So the idea is to take that leap. I don't care if you're working with $2,000, $5,000, or $20,000, or $2 million. I'll show you exactly how to get started right now and how to get the best use of your funds.
Obviously, there's different types of risk. You could be talking about time risk. And using your system, how do you minimize time risk?
Well, everyone says time is money, right? And that's absolutely the truth, because if I could make $40,000 on a property, but it's going to take me 100 hours of work, I would much rather make half that amount of money and spend 2 or 3 hours on the project. See, right now, we're in the sweet spot, the best time to invest in real estate that any of us could ever imagine. Meaning, right now, we've come out of a crash, we're now on the upswing, meaning properties are going up. So if you can invest and buy a property for 10 to 15% of its previous value with properties going up, that's minimizing your risk. So that when I say it doesn't matter what you're starting with, what I'm getting at is there's pieces of land, right? There's pieces of land right now in South Florida that used to sell for $50,000, $60,000. Some of them went through the auction today while you're listening to this interview for $2,500. Some of them went for $3,000. But these are pieces of property that were $50,000 plus during the boom. And I'm not saying they're going to go right back to $50,000. But what if they just went to half of that or a third of that? You're talking about multiplying your money exponentially.
Well, even if they went to 25% of it. And time value also not being stuck with this property for months and months using your system, you make that easy, right?
That's right, because you see, the longer you hold a property, so when people say time is money, the idea here is the longer you hold a property, the more man hours you spend on any given property, the more money you need to make. Otherwise, it just doesn't make sense, because if you're going to hold a property, and listen, right now is the time to buy and hold. And it's also the time to flip. And it's also the time to collect continuity income. There is no wrong way. But the right way is to learn from somebody who's done it for the last decade and hundreds of transactions. Let me guide you through the process. Let me show you exactly how I buy the pieces of land, how I buy single properties, duplexes, four-unit properties, because time is money. So if you buy a piece of property and if it takes you 6 months to sell it, that's great. as long as you're making a huge profit. But what if you could sell that same property in a month by having a worldwide audience compete to buy that property from you?
And then there's also the risk, Mike, that you're going to pay too much for a piece of property. How do you minimize that risk?
Well, number one, your money is always made when you buy your property. You never buy a piece of property ever. Buy it at retail and say, well, I bought it at retail because I think it's going to go up. Absolutely not. Our money is made when we buy our properties. So the idea is you buy these properties at the historically low values that they're at right now. And even if you sold it on day one, your money was made when you buy it. So if you buy at 40% under market value, if you were to sell it on day one, the idea is that you just made 40% on your money because you're not buying a property hoping it's going to go up. And that's what I show my students how to do. That's what I want to show you guys how to do. That's why I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop a fine-tuned process. It's transferable. You know, I wish I could sit here and just tell you guys I'm a talented guy and I've done these hundreds of transactions based on my talent. But the truth is, I've done these hundreds of transactions based on my technique. And I've fine-tuned that technique over the last 12 years, hundreds of transactions, millions of dollars spent. That's why I could stand here today and let you know that if you're ready to start today, I'm here to take you by the hand and guide you through the process that is absolutely goof-proof.
And that's what we all need. We want something that's simple, that you can replicate, and that you can make work. And for myself, I just bought a home, but I followed your system as well. I bought it about 12.5% below its appraised value. And not only that, but it's also a slightly depressed property in a good neighborhood, needs a new kitchen, needs a new master bath, which I'm in the process of going out for bids now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's heard the saying, when you buy real estate, it's three things, right? Location, 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 right? That's what they want you to believe, that when you buy a property, it's all about location. But what if you follow that rule, location, 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 and you end up paying 98 cents on the dollar? Does that really make sense? Or would you rather buy a property just like you did? And when you say over 10% under appraised value, the truth is at the peak, if you looked at that value, you're 30, 40% under market value. And the key is you bought it right now. So you're buying it at the right time and the right location. But more important than any of the other rules is you bought it right. You bought it under market value. Your money was made the day you bought that property. You didn't have to hope it went up in value. You didn't have to pray, oh gosh, you know, I just tied up X amount of dollars. I hope it's going to go up. Absolutely not. The idea is when you buy your property, the money is in the bank. That's the way I'd like to think about it, right? So if I'm going to buy a property, I want to know that the moment I buy that property, that I have instant equity. And if I don't have instant equity, I just simply move on to the next deal. And that's what I show my students how to do. I've had a tremendous amount of students just in the last week that have bought my course, that are excited, that are ready to take action. And you know what? That's what gets me going, is the countless people that I've helped. And you know, it makes me feel good. You know, for me to make $30,000, $40,000 on a deal, that's great. But when I can impact somebody's life, and you know, it might seem silly, and a lot of you are thinking, well, come on, that can't be true. But the truth is, when I take somebody who has no experience in real estate and they're looking for the answer, they might be behind in their bills, they might be having no knowledge of real estate, they might be in a position that they really need this money just to be able to support their family. And when they trust me and I become their mentor, and they're able to succeed on their very first deal, that's more powerful than anything. So it's not location. You know, they say location, location. It's not that. It's buying the property so far under market value that your chance of losing goes way down and your chance of making a profit goes way up. Nothing in life, let's be honest, nothing in life is ever risk-free. So you got to hedge your bets. You got to calculate your risk. You got to know that when you're buying something, that your money is made when you buy it. This way, we're not gambling. We're not banking on a property going up. We're simply following a discipline guideline that's been proven to make money in real estate.
Well, I look at it this way. I look at businesses for sale all over the place, thousands of businesses all over the country. And some of them are quite inexpensive. Some are franchises you could spend a couple million bucks for to buy a McDonald's. But here, you buy your system, relatively nominal outlay, not a lot of money. And then you've got the bulk of your capital left. If you say you had $100,000 that you were going to buy a business with, you could go out and buy a few properties, buy smaller properties, learn on them, and then go for the larger properties. And judging from the spreadsheets that I compiled for, I'm up to about four or five counties in South Florida now, I've only found one person in all that time who's lost money. So when I look at risk, I look at what others have done. Obviously, most of the people who've purchased those properties in South Florida didn't have your system, Mike, and yet most of them appear to be making money, on average $40,000 and up per flip in multiple counties in South Florida.
Well, all I'm doing is I'm just taking my 12 years of experience, hundreds of transactions, millions of dollars invested personally. I spent over $200,000 to make the system that I've now given to the general public. And the reason I do that is because there are so many people out there that teach you what they saw in a book or what they, you know, read in a book or saw on TV. I'm the only guy that I know of that is actually practicing what I preach, meaning I just closed on properties just in the last month. I'm an active real estate investor, but I love showing people how they could benefit in this housing market. Because it's not going to last. You know, you could either take action or don't. But the system I developed is years in the making on my part, meaning I spent years to fine-tune this process. I spent years to make sure that I'm passing forward a transferable process. And listening to these podcasts, subscribing to my free video series, that's your start. You know, my conservative students listen to my podcast. They watch my videos. My aggressive students train with me live. They own my system. They've actually been training with me. You see, because when you buy my system, you train with me live. I personally train my students. I don't send one of my top students, or I don't send someone who's had tremendous success with my system. I personally train every student that's been with me live. Because that's what I love. I love taking someone from square one and watching them buy 9-10 properties and changing their family legacy. I mean, that's what this is about for me at this point. Now, before I flipped a couple hundred properties, I would have never been in a position to train other people. Because people ask me all the time, Mike, if your system works so good, why are you showing other people how to do it? The truth is, there's enough to go around. There's enough for me to succeed. There's enough for you to succeed. There's enough for Carrie, me, all my friends, all my family. There's enough out there. If you took the richest people in the world, added all their money together, the top richest people in the world added all their money together, you still couldn't buy everything that's out there. So who am I to block this knowledge from people that are looking to improve their lives?
Well, obviously, you're going to want to find out more about this. You're going to want to connect with Mike. Mike, your email address, website.
So if you want to be one of my students, it's mike@teachmemike.com. Now, if you want to go to my website and start learning from my free video training series, you just go to my website, teachmemike.com, enter just your first name, and your email address. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.